Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce Wayne is seen on TV daily nationwide on CBS, ABC, Fox, The CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and independent TV stations across the USA. He's the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program, sold nationwide and internationally, including Brazil, India, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lungs transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He's a champion weightlifter and has over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce is also an author of 13 books on weight loss and other health topics, and his client Carlos from right here in Atlanta. That guy lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. That's pretty awesome. I'm the co-host today. My name's Jennifer Green.
Thank you, Jennifer. My name is Bruce Wayne, and welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. So listen up. Your personal trainer, boot camps, expensive shakes and supplements, and quick fix programs promising you magical solutions while magically taking your money with no results will never get you long-term success. While we're at it, let's add most employer-based wellness programs, weight loss clinics promising quick fixes, those dance videos, you know the ones, diet pills. These are all obsolete solutions. First, what qualifies me to make all these claims? Well, we have over four neuroscientists, two psychologists, two physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterology doctor, physical therapists, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people than I can list right now who are a part of my team. Over 50% of Armageddon weight loss clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon weight loss when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. Armageddon weight loss is now being considered by many in the medical community as the most scientific-based and well-put-together program that actually deliver honest, sustainable results. Today's show topic, is it truly possible to achieve a state in which all signs and symptoms of your type 2 diabetes disappear? Folks, not only is it possible, we have done it. And we'll tell you how we did it and how you too may be able to apply these principles to deliver a state in which all signs and symptoms of your type 2 diabetes disappears. This means you get off your medications. Today, our guest includes Kathy Trumbull, reproductive endocrinology doctor who sits on our medical and scientific board of advisors here at Armageddon Weight Loss, and registered nurse Sherry Manoni, who is associate director of admission in a skilled nursing facility owned and operated by a major hospital system in Cleveland, Ohio. Utilizing Armageddon weight loss program, Sherry, 57 years old, lost 80 pounds, got off several medications including metformin, Januvia, and glipizide, and now has a resting heart rate of 61. Her cholesterol dropped to 154, HDL 59. Her triglyceride is now 75. It was over 200 when she started our program, and her hemoglobin A1C went from 6.7 to now 4.8. This means that she's in what's called remission, a state in which all signs and symptoms of her diabetes has disappeared. And this is defined by the American Diabetic Association. So I'm not just making up these claims. This is a technical fact and scientific fact.
Wow, that is something else. Those are some great results. And I'm sure she worked really hard to get there. Let me ask you, Bruce, tell us again, what is the Armageddon Weight Loss Program?
Well, Jennifer, Armageddon Weight Loss Fitness DVD program is the world's largest genuine scientific-based weight loss fitness DVD program on the market. Armageddon Weight Loss is the only program taught by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. This includes our guest today, Dr. Kathy Trumbull, reproductive and endocrinology doctor who sits on our medical and scientific board of advisors. Dr. Trumbull played a key role in helping us to understand a host of issues that affect weight loss and fitness, including hormone-related issues, and how these can have a direct effect on your weight loss. Plus, very important, your program is personalized based on your fitness level and comes with your own personal coach. Now, what is Doc Science? Let me define it for you. Armageddon Weight Loss is the first Doc Science-based program. Doc Science, which basically combines the word doc as in doctor and science as in evidence-based science. Doc Science wellness programs are those that are created and taught by teams of medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. The purpose of Doc Science is to establish that weight loss, fitness, and good health in general is actually governed by numerous empirical laws of science that must come together holistically and must be followed, and doing otherwise can be detrimental to your health. Now, what's an empirical law? An empirical law of science is one that cannot be violated. And an example of that would be, let's say you're on the 15th floor of a building and you decide, look, you know what? I want to get downstairs really quickly. And you say, well, I don't believe in gravity, so I'm just going to jump off the 15th floor so I can get downstairs faster. Well, the law of gravity doesn't care who you are. So if you jump off the building and you don't account for gravity, well, you're going to have a really miserable experience because the law of gravity just doesn't care who you are. It just is. So when it comes to empirical laws of science, what you realize is that you really don't get to choose how they function. You just get to discover them and you get to implement them. And essentially, that is the effect of empirical laws of science. So when it comes to weight loss and fitness, essentially what you need to do is to bring together a multidisciplinary team of experts from lots of different medical and scientific disciplines. You need to bring them together because each one of those medical and scientific disciplines have individual empirical laws that are embedded within them. And so you need to extract these laws that are associated with weight loss and fitness, and then you need to bring them together. And then you need to also make sure that these laws are not conflicting with each other. So there's a certain level of expertise that has to go with that as well. So you'll need to boil the data down so that the average individual can understand the data. And then you need to personalize the data based on the client's objective. What is your fitness objective? That will determine how we calculate the data. And then you're going to need some sort of coach along the way because this is a new process. You have never done this before. Certainly you've done squats. Certainly you've eaten broccoli before. Certainly you've done certain, you know, got your blood draw, etc. But you haven't gone through this entire process that's well structured with a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and athletes working together collectively to bring about a program that's delivered to you in a way that you can get results. And the cool thing about empirical laws of science is when you follow them, it literally is scientifically impossible for you not to lose weight. And that's a pretty damn cool thing. So for the first time ever, we're able to say that if you follow the instructions with our program, it literally scientifically impossible for you not to lose weight. Up until this point, what has happened is that most people, when they do a weight loss fitness program, they tend to say, well, I tried the program, but it didn't work. Well, in this case, it's the first time we can say the only way it didn't work is because you didn't actually follow it. Because if you follow it, it absolutely must and will work because empirical laws of science are never wrong. And that's pretty damn cool, isn't it, Jennifer?
I love it.
So let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll speak with our guest, Dr. Kathy Trumbull, reproductive endocrinology doctor who sits on our medical and scientific board of advisors here at Armageddon Weight Loss, and also registered nurse Sherry Manoni, who is associate director of admission in a skilled nursing facility owned and operated by a major hospital system in Cleveland, Ohio. Use an Armageddon Weight Loss program, 57-year-old registered nurse Sherry Manoni lost 80 pounds. She got off several medications, including metformin, Januvia, and glipizide, and her hemoglobin A1C went from 6.7 to now 4.8. Folks, what this means is that she's now in what's called remission, a state in which all signs and symptoms of her diabetes has disappeared, as defined by the American Diabetic Association. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
No, you're not alone, I'm only one. Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
So welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne.
And I'm Jennifer Green.
According to the American Diabetic Association, type 2 diabetes remission is a state in which all signs and symptoms of diabetes disappears.
So is that what we're going to be talking about today?
Yes. The question is it truly possible to achieve a state in which all signs and symptoms of your diabetes disappear? Folks, not only is this possible, we have done it. And we'll tell you how we did it and how you too may be able to apply these principles to deliver a state in which all signs and symptoms of your diabetes disappears. This means you get off your medications. Today, our guest is Dr. Kathy Trumbull, reproductive endocrinology doctor who sits on our medical and scientific board of advisors here at Armageddon Weight Loss, and registered nurse Sherry Manoni, who's associate director of admissions in a skilled nursing facility owned and operated by a major system in Cleveland, Ohio. Utilizing Armageddon Weight Loss Program, registered nurse Sherry Manoni, 57 years old, lost 80 pounds. She got off several medications, including metformin, Januvia, and glipizide, and her hemoglobin A1C went from 6.7 to now 4.8, which means she's in remission, a state in which all signs and symptoms of her diabetes has disappeared. This data and the technical fact is based on the American Diabetic Association. So we're not just making this stuff up, folks. This is factually and technically correct.
So we've been talking a lot about Dr. Kathy Trumbull. So now we actually have her here. Dr. Kathy Trumbull, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
We're so happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and your qualifications.
Okay. I am an obstetrician gynecologist, fellowship trained in reproductive endocrinology. So when I look at issues about weight or diabetes, I'm looking from the perspective of how it's going to affect pregnancy, fertility. I look at how it's going to change when a woman goes through menopause. I'm very interested in polycystic ovary syndrome, partly because while everyone thinks about how it affects a woman's ability to get pregnant, it doesn't just stop with that. And those patients also have a problem with an increased genetic risk of insulin resistance and the problems of developing diabetes or high blood pressure later in life.
Wow, that's an interesting connection. Has that been studied for a long time?
People are looking at it, yes.
Interesting, interesting. Our other guest today, we've also been talking a lot about you, Sherry, is Sherry Manoni. We know that you are a nurse. Tell us a little bit about what you do and your crazy schedule.
Well, I'm a registered nurse. I work in the admissions department in a nursing home, but I also do other things. I do a little bit of supervising. I work on the floors, various amounts of shifts, sometimes 10 hours, 12 hours, 8 hours, just fill in a lot wherever they need me. I'm also finishing up my BSN, which I'll be done with in 3 weeks.
Good for you.
And I'm just a late bloomer in life. So, that's basically what I do.
And you're also a very healthy person after you've been participating in this program.
I am now, yes, definitely. Completely different person.
Wow. When you take a look at your before and after picture here that I'm looking at here, what do you think of how she looks, Jennifer?
Oh, I would not recognize you. I mean, you know, obviously, if we knew each other better, I might. But, you know, just physically, you just look probably 4 or 5 sizes smaller.
At least.
How did that feel to dump those clothes and buy some new ones?
Really was great. I had a hard time doing it at first. Bruce had to talk me into it because I'm like, no, I'm not thin enough. But I actually have gotten rid of every single thing in my closet, everything. I couldn't keep anything. And it's been really great. I have a whole new wardrobe, and I'm having a lot of fun with it because I'm able to now shop in any store I want, whereas before, I probably had 3, maybe 4 stores I could shop in because of my size.
Now, folks, if you're curious to know what does Sherry actually look like, you really need to go to our website, ArmageddonWorld.com, or you can go to Armageddon Weight Loss and look up our website there on Google. The thing is that I know from the, this is a radio show, so you don't get the effect of it, but you really need to take a look at her picture. She literally does not look like the same human being. So Sherry, tell us about your health before Armageddon weight loss.
Well, I was morbidly obese. I was a diabetic. I had high blood pressure. There's a family history of heart disease, and I have, I was also dealing with just the side effects of the diabetes, which was I was exhausted all the time, and that's because I had high blood pressure. Even though technically my diabetes was diet controlled, my numbers weren't bad when you look at your hemoglobin A1C, but I still felt the side effects of it.
Did you know you had diabetes? When were you diagnosed with type 2 diabetes?
Probably about, I'm going to say 10 years.
Dr. Trumbull, what is type 2 diabetes?
Basically, type 2 diabetes occurs when a person's body can no longer produce enough insulin to keep blood sugars in the normal range. Now, there's different things that can contribute to the problem, like excess weight, decreased activity, a genetic predisposition to insulin resistance. But the bottom line is that the person's body is no longer producing, it no longer has the ability to produce enough insulin to meet the needs to keep the blood sugars in the normal range.
So Sherry, tell me, what were the medications you were on?
I was on metformin, I was on Januvia, and I was on glipizide.
And Dr. Drumpel, how do these medications help diabetics?
Okay, well, each of them works from a different angle to try to improve blood glucose levels. Metformin works in multiple ways because it will decrease the liver's production of glucose. It'll decrease the absorption of glucose out of the food in the intestines. And it also increases insulin sensitivity in the body's cells so that the glucose is going to be pulled out of the bloodstream better and used better within the cells. Januvia is working with the incretin hormones, which is a group of hormones in our systems that will basically regulate glucose concentration through multiple means. The Januvia steps in and tries to slow the inactivation of the incretin hormones, that they stay around a little bit longer, and hopefully this then brings on the improvement in insulin function and better blood sugars. And then glipizide works just by stimulating insulin secretion by the beta cells in the pancreas so that the pancreas is just going to put out more insulin to hopefully meet the body's needs.
So for the average person, that's a rather complex series of processes that needs to be followed in order to get Sherry healthy. Certainly it would be a lot easier if we didn't have to deal with any of those in the first place, right? Or minimize the amount of work that she has to do on her end, or the pharmaceutical company has to do on their end.
Absolutely.
So, Sherry, that's a lot of medicine to be on. And, you know, anytime you're taking medications, I know Dr. Trumbull can back me up on this, you know, there's always side effects. They're doing what they're supposed to do maybe in your bloodstream, and hopefully they helped everything. But, you know, how did that feel with those medicines? Were there side effects? How are you feeling with all this meds going through you?
I didn't feel very good. I mean, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, even though I was taking all the meds and watching what I ate, I still felt exceedingly tired all the time. It was a struggle to get through my day some days. And I know there's long-term side effects to being on all medications. It doesn't really matter what they are. And I just, my goal in life was to get off of that, but I couldn't figure out how to do it.
And you were on other medications. It wasn't like you were just on the diabetic components, right?
Right. I have high blood pressure, and I was also on, and we've had to play with that for a long time to get my blood pressure under control, because that was also exacerbated by the diabetes and the excess weight.
As a nurse, you've taken care of a lot of patients with your condition. What were your concerns about your health?
That I'd end up in the nursing home here where a lot of my patients are, minus a limb or two, and that at a young age I could have a stroke, a heart attack. There's so many side effects to all of this, and I just did not want to go there.
And let's talk about something very personal to you. You mentioned your father's health condition, about that he was in horrible health. Could you explain a little bit to the audience?
same thing, high blood pressure, morbidly obese, diabetic. Unfortunately, he was not really controlled with his diabetes at all. I mean, not from a medication standpoint, not from a medication standpoint. And he ended up having open heart surgery. After the open heart surgery, he went into renal failure. He was very sick. I really actually didn't think he was going to make it through everything. He was in a cardiac unit, congestive heart failure. This is all probably directly related to his diabetes that he had and high blood pressure.
Wow, that's a lot for a person to go through. And I know, you know, obviously seeing that, that must have changed your life.
It was really kind of like the wake-up call for me because I look like my father. I have his build. I have all the same diseases. And I thought, oh, my God, that is going to be me if I don't get my act together.
Wow. You spoke about your knee in winter and working your 12-hour shift. How is your weight and health making you feel?
Oh, my God, it's amazing, the energy that I have. I mean, you have to remember that I work all day. I sometimes then work a second shift on the floor, and then I'm in school. So I have very long days. I mean, I start at 5 o'clock in the morning and often go to bed around 11:30, midnight, and I'm able to keep going. There is no way I could have done this a year ago. I was struggling to get through an 8-hour workday, much less anything else. And when I'm on the floor, I mean, you don't sit down when you're a nurse on the floor. And by the end of the day, I couldn't even walk. My knee was throbbing so bad. So that has been taken care of. I also have some issues with varicose veins. That's not something that's going to go away, but it's improved. It's kind of interesting. That circulation issue seems much less intense, and I don't have the side effects from that I was having previously because of the excess weight.
Well, you have fought the fight, and we're going to hear more about your story and get some more feedback here, but we are ready for a break. So Dr. Trumbull and Cherry, hang in there. We're going to be right back and talk some more about how the Armageddon Weight Loss Program can help you, the audience, reduce their type 2 diabetes and hopefully get into remission like our guest here, Cherry. We'll be right back.
To the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne.
And I am Jennifer Green.
Our guests are Kathy Trumbull, reproductive endocrinology doctor who sits on our medical and scientific board of advisors here at Armageddon Weight Loss, and registered nurse Sherry Manoni, who is associate director of admissions in a skilled nursing facility owned and operated by a major hospital system in Cleveland, Ohio. Utilizing Armageddon Weight Loss Program, 57-year-old registered nurse Sherry Manoni lost 80 pounds. She got off several medications, including metformin, Januvia, glipizide, and her hemoglobin A1C went from 6.7 to now 4.8. This means she's in what's called remission, a state in which all signs and symptoms of her diabetes has disappeared. This is defined by the American Diabetic Association.
So, Dr. Trumbull, let's talk a little bit more about diabetes. Apparently, it's the 7th leading cause of death in the U.S.
Yes, it is. And diabetes can start out that diet and exercise can help it. Many people do not believe that you can do what Sherry has done with only diet and exercise. There is a misconception at times that the only way you can reach diabetic remission is through bariatric gastric bypass type surgery, and that just isn't true. And so it's important that we remember that there is another way with just diet and exercise to come to remission. According to the CDC, diabetes is indeed a leading cause of death in the U.S. About 86 million people are felt to have pre-diabetes, which is the precursor to the full-blown disease. The rates of diabetes have been on the rise since about 2010. It's a trend that is echoing across the world. According to the World Health Organization, the number of people with diabetes in the world has risen from 108 million in 1980 to 422 million in 2014. That is a tremendous increase. To give you a comparison, that would be 100 million more people than the entire population of the United States having diabetes.
That is astounding. It's funny, it's not funny, but I always, because of the American diet and the reliance on fast food and making the wrong choices and many, many reasons, it always seemed like, you know, America would be the leader in the diabetes trend.
We may well be, but it is affecting people across the entire world. And it's not just the people who are in developed countries. The nations that are still poor and developing have problems as well.
And is that attributed to their diet or poor diet? You know, is it in those countries, is it more genetic? What is the cause?
It's probably going to be more genetic in the developing countries just because they don't have the ability to eat like we do in the United States. They don't have the food available.
So welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I am the founder of Armageddon Weight Loss Fitness DVD program, the world's largest genuine scientific-based weight loss fitness program on the market. Armageddon Weight Loss is the only program taught by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. And most importantly, it is personalized to each individual and comes with your own personal coach. So Armageddon is not only helping type 2 diabetics. If you really want to lose weight, get toned, increase your endurance, and achieve sustainable results, including reducing cellulite, tone up your legs, sculpting your butt, getting six-pack abs, or lowering your blood pressure and taking control of your health, Armageddon Weight Loss is your program. Today's show topic, is it truly possible to achieve a state in which all signs and symptoms of your type 2 diabetes disappears? Folks, not only is it possible, we have done it. And we'll tell you how we did it and how you too may be able to apply these principles to deliver a state in which all signs and symptoms of your diabetes can disappear. This means you get off your medications. Today, our guest is Dr. Kathy Trumbull, reproductive endocrinology doctor who sits on our medical and scientific board of advisors here at Armageddon Weight Loss, and registered nurse Sherry Manoni, who's associate director of admissions in a skilled nursing facility owned and operated by a major hospital system in Cleveland, Ohio. Utilizing Armageddon Weight Loss Program, registered nurse Sherry Manoni, 57 years old, lost 80 pounds. She got off several medications, including metformin, Januvia, and glipizide, and her hemoglobin A1C went from 6.7 to now 4.8, which means she's in what's called remission, a state in which all signs and symptoms of her diabetes has disappeared. First, what qualifies me to make all these claims? Well, we have over 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinologist, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterology doctor, physical therapist, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people that I can list right now who are part of my team. Over 50% of Armageddon Weight Loss clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. Armageddon Weight Loss is now being considered by many in the medical community as the most scientific-based and most well-put-together program that actually delivers honest, sustainable results.
So, Sherry, we had a couple more questions for you because you are kind of our banner girl for the day. You were talking about when you worked, you know, it was really exhausting. You're doing rounds. You're on your feet all day. And your energy level was kind of lacking. How is it now?
It is wonderful. I cannot believe how much extra energy I have. As a matter of fact, sometimes I have trouble going to sleep at night because I still have things that I need to do, and I have the energy, so I do them.
Excellent. Well, you lost a lot of weight. I mean, you lost 80 pounds, is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. Would you be open to sharing with us what you weigh now and maybe your height?
I'm 150 pounds and 5 foot 8 inches.
Wow. That is a skinny mini. Where are you at? We're going to get real personal now, but I think you probably like sharing this information. What size dress do you wear now, and what were you back then?
Well, I'm wearing anywhere from an 8 or lower. It just depends on the style of the dress, but my pants, I just recently bought a pair of pants, and I had on a size 8, and they looked at me in the store and said, no, you need to go down.
Ooh, way to go.
Size 6 is what all my pants are, and my tops are usually about an 8. I'm just a little bit bigger on top.
That's awesome.
It is. I love it. It's so exciting.
No, and we know you've worked for it, and you're feeling better, too, and that's the huge part. Now, you work in a hospital setting, and, you know, we were talking a little bit about wellness programs. Does the hospital that you've been affiliated with, is there a wellness program there?
There is. There is indeed. I don't like who they endorse for their program. It's, you know, somebody I'm not going to say, but it's a well-known program because I don't see too many people who maintain any success or achieve actual. They may lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds, but nobody seems to be able to, A, maintain, and, two, they don't seem to get the amount of weight loss that I have obtained through this program. The other thing is there is a program that they have at the hospital where you can see physicians and nurse practitioners who will also help you through the program. I did that a couple years ago. They put me on medication to help me lose the weight, and I lost weight, but it was because I was nauseous and I couldn't eat. And I just like, no, this is just not working for me.
You already were not feeling well from all the medication, so adding that definitely didn't help things much.
No.
So what do you think they're lacking, Sherry?
I think that they're just lacking the understanding that there is another way other than through medication, that there is, it's a whole program. You can't just tell someone to cut back on what you eat. That's not going to work. You just can't tell someone to exercise 20 minutes a day, which is what they told me to do. You just need to have a whole scientific background to everything, and I believe that's what's missing.
So is that part of your decision about choosing Armageddon? I want to know, you know, what helped you make the decision to choose Armageddon Weight Loss Program instead of your employer-based wellness program?
Well, when I went online and looked at the program, I liked what I read. I liked the fact that it was scientific-based. That kind of appealed to me. And then when I actually went to go and register for the program, they didn't just say, oh, here's your program, have fun, we'll talk to you in 6 months. There was a set of questions. They want to know about me. How do I function now? What is my goal? What do I eat? You know, everything about my life, because they made a decision based on me and what my lifestyle is like, what my goals were like. And that was really, really impressive to me. That just kind of cinched the deal for me.
Wow. Well, we're going to hear more about this because this is really important and to show kind of how it's different and why it worked for you. But we are up against the clock, so we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about what exactly the Armageddon Weight Loss Program is. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com. Baby got
back. Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I am your host, Bruce Wayne. I am the creator of Armageddon Weight Loss Program, along with my team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Over 50% of Armageddon weight loss clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon weight loss when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. Armageddon weight loss is now being considered by many in the medical community as the most scientific-based and most well-put-together program that actually delivers long-term results. Don't just take my word for it. Carlos from right here in Atlanta lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. Our guests are Dr. Kathy Trumbull, reproductive endocrinology doctor who sits on our medical and scientific board of advisors here at Armageddon Weight Loss, and also registered nurse Sherry Manoni, who is associate director of admissions in a skilled nursing facility owned and operated by a major hospital system in Cleveland, Ohio. Utilizing Armageddon Weight Loss Program, 57-year-old registered nurse Sherry Manoni lost 80 pounds. She got off several of our medications, including metformin, Januvia, glipizide, and her hemoglobin A1C went from 6.7 to now 4.8. This means that she's in what's called remission. It's a state in which all signs and symptoms of her diabetes has disappeared. This is according and defined by the American Diabetic Association. So earlier, we were actually talking with Sherry, and we just want to follow up. And Sherry, you know, what makes Armageddon Weight Loss Program different?
It's special because it's personalized to me. When I first signed up for Armageddon, they wanted to know about me, what my lifestyle was, what my goals were. It wasn't anything that I was just signing up with a group of 20 people, sitting in a room, listening to somebody coach 20 other people on generic topics. A coach has been assigned to me, and that really helps make it special because when you run into roadblocks or difficulties or you have questions, that person talks to you personally and addresses what specifically is going on with you, and that makes all the difference in the world. I feel like that has been a difference to my success. It's not a room full of people where everyone's getting the same lecture because we're all different. We're not all the same. We all have different goals, paths that we take, different lifestyles, and that's why I think it's special.
So, you know, when you're going through a program like this, you're making some major life changes, and there's always obstacles along the way. How did the coaching help you get through some of those obstacles?
Well, there are times when I wasn't sure that I was doing the program from the food angle correctly. I was not sure that I was having some trouble trying to figure out where and what I was eating. They were able to clarify that for me. The other thing is, from an exercise program, I had certain goals that I wanted to reach, and when you reach plateaus or you reach a point where, like, okay, this is not working for me, what can I do differently? And they're able to come up with, okay, let's do this for you. This doing this angle is probably going to work for you. The other thing that you have to remember is, like, you know, I have problems with my knees. So they took that into account. Okay, we're going to start you out slowly, not just, okay, there's the gym, go to work. And that made a huge difference because I really didn't feel any repercussions. I didn't have any problems with overstressing my muscles or anything. That was great.
So, Dr. Trumbull, real quick, let's just talk about Sherry's hemoglobin A1C going from 6.7 to now 4.8, and she's in what's called remission. You know, why is this important?
It is a tangible number that Sherry can see, and it shows how much she's improved her ability to keep her blood sugars in a better range, because hemoglobin A1C is a value that reflects the blood sugar levels in her body over about the last 3 months. It's not just the one she had at a moment. And it really helps to reinforce the fact that she is improving things.
So what is it that Armageddon Weight Loss is doing differently, and why is this approach different?
Okay, first of all, it's personalized. Sherry caught that right away, and that can be very important to keep people motivated and going in the right direction. When they hit a problem, it gets solved. And it's not leaning on medications. It is just diet and exercise, which is some of the safest things you can do for yourself.
And Sherry, how do you feel about how you look right now? Let's, you know, how do you feel?
I feel like a completely different person. I'm changing the way I'm looking at the world because of that.
And, you know, just real quick, are people able to recognize you when they see you?
No, I can't tell you how many times I had conversations with people and they didn't know who I was, and they've known me for years.
So thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Folks, for those of you who are interested in weight loss, fitness, perhaps you want to reduce your cellulite, you want to tone up your leg, you want to get six-pack ab, or you want to improve your type 2 diabetes. In any of those cases, always remember that Armageddon Weight Loss is personalized to you. We meet you where you are, and we actually design a program based on your objective, and we provide a coach to walk you step by step and to hold your hand and to take you through the process. To learn more about Armageddon Weight Loss, go to ArmageddonWorld.com. Again, that's ArmageddonWorld.com, or you can look up Armageddon Weight Loss on Google, and you'll find it. It'll come up in the top search. It's a blue website, and when you go there, you will see what genuine success looks like. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne, and thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.